Hey, Amar.
Thank and Pinak, thanks for being here. Amar, let me ask you this. I've been hearing so much about how Nissan is moving from incremental modernization to really becoming ready for agentic AI. I want to ask you not about the technology, but how is your organizational mindset, architecture, you know, philosophy changing? Because what we are seeing, Amar, at HFS is technology is not the problem. It's all the paraphernalia around it. You know, our people are not ready. Our processes are not ready. Our data is not ready. So tell me a little bit about how you're thinking about it.
No, it's a great question. It's a very good opening question there as well. Basically, having an agentic AI or a smart AI on a broken data and the broken process is only increases the problem. The way we look at it is fundamentally three things. One is the mindset shift, I think you touched upon, and also the governments, and finally about the architecture which is needed to support this. In terms of the mindset shift, what I mean by that is the data really ready for AI? Is the process ready for the AI to be automated? That's the first thing that we're going to generally looking at. And the second part, like I said, about the governance, not in the way of slowing down on the compliancy. It's really about having the right guardrails to connect to the first thing that I talked about, the data ready, can we link it to that, and the process ready, that's how. And the third one, the architecture. We are using AI itself to modernize the platform. It's not just about bringing in, not only for the new, but even the existing solution, we could not in the past address the technical debt. We are using this to AI to address technical debt and also modernizing platform. These are the fundamentally, these three points will get us ready for the acceleration. That's how we look at it.
Oh, that's fantastic, Amar. And I think the point that you made on AI being used to smash the tech debt is essentially what Publicis Sapient and HFS have been talking about now for almost a year. On AI, on one hand, is exposing the tech debt because you have to solve for it. But on the other end, there's a flywheel effect where AI can use to modernize some of the tech debt as well. But Pinak, let me ask you, you know, Amar made some fantastic points on mindset, on data organization, on IT architecture. How are you at Publicis Sapient trying to help clients on that? Because these are not your traditional IT services.
Right. I think the first part is, like, what we believe is, I think there's a lot of focus on tech debt in general, right? And we have done the paper together on that and the likes, right, basically. But I feel the next wave of the debt that we all need to deal with is a more context debt, right? Where most of the enterprise, if you look at them, they don't operate on rules and policies. They operate on exceptions to those rules and policies, right? So, and that's where if you look at the entire committee, steering committees and service introduction, everything is based on the exceptions part of it and the stuff, right? And most of those decisions are made in like Excels and PowerPoints and Word documents, right? Whereas it never kind of gets together as an enterprise decision, which is kind of locked somewhere more centrally, right? And that's where what we fundamentally believe is the heart of eradicating this tech debt or going into this modernization wave is having this enterprise context graph centrally created for the organization. And this is where what we focus on is get the entire organization, do an AI-driven ontology, define different entities, define the relationship between the entities, have the entire embeddings and the vector store for those entities available. This is where you start logging those decisions, logging all the exceptions to the rules, right? So if I give a very simple analogy, if you, let's say, walk into a restaurant and there is a kitchen where a chef is making a food. There are things like utensils, the recipe book, your oven, microwave, all of that are effectively your system of records, your SORs, right? But it was just static, it's there kind of stuff, right? But now, chef never makes the food in the same way, in a way, right? I mean, let's say there's a shortage of a specific ingredient. You will make a decision, oh, I need to kind of now do this differently because I have the shortage. The weather outside is different. Oh, you know what? I'm going to make this thing. The customer has a specific requirement. Oh, no, let me kind of go and do this kind of stuff, right? So that is effectively what I call as a chef's notebook, Right? And how do I now codify the chef's notebook into this enterprise context graph to kind of add real value for the enterprise? That's our primary focus.
And that's the reason why I can never cook like my mom.
Exactly, because we all follow recipes, basically. Yeah.
Amar, tell me about this partnership that you have with Publicis Sapient, and what are you guys doing together? How are they helping you, and how's it going?
No, we have been working with Publicis Sapient nearly 10, 12 years. And most recently, with the AI and the agentic AI coming in, the whole model and the industry, it's not about just having Sapient's developer resource and the architect to be working with us. How do we bring this whole new way of thinking? How do we address this? So fundamentally, we're looking at, with Sapient, three areas. Again, one is in the how we develop, how we bring a consistent platform, and how we operate. In my specific remit, in Nissan, we've got various AI-based initiatives we're looking at. However, with Publicis Sapient, it's very specific, very consciously into marketing and sales and customer experience area. That's what we do. In the context of development, we use Publicis Sapient's Slingshot to optimize our whole way of developing, designing, business analysis capture, and automated testing, and all of that. That's one area. And the second one, like I said, we have many, globally, we've got many agentic AI initiatives and the even siloed initiatives. We're going with a platform mindset globally. With that, we are embedding both the platform centrally and that is Sapient's both the platform. Using that, how do we provide a platform globally for all the markets so that they can concentrate on the customer-facing solutions rather than trying to build this agent multiple times. And finally, like I said, operate. How do we operate? We're again using what's called Sustain AI by Sapient. In the past, it was all about manual way of ticketing and dealing with the tickets. How do we fix it and operate? Now, with the real-time observability data coming from the platform and historical data of how these issues used to be fixed, all of that with Sustain AI, we are bringing cost efficiency, which is given. It's not just about cost efficiency, actually improving the response time and the SLAs and all that. So these are the three fundamental areas we are working with Sapient and this in the customer experience area. I would say, it's going quite well.
Love it. You summarized it much better than me. So.
Yeah, no. I think that is fantastic. And I think we fundamentally believe, Amar, at HFS, that IT services for tomorrow will look fundamentally different than what it used to be for the last 30 years or so. And I love your Slingshot. You know, if nothing, that's a great brand name.
True, right? I mean, it's a very good name.
It is a Slingshot. But look, let me turn our attention to the last 3 hours that we've been logging ahead on this roundtable with 20 odd enterprise leaders on tech debt, etc. You know, we all know that, you know, if you look at the global 2000 enterprises, we've got a $1.5 trillion tech debt, and it's only rising. And we've been trying to modernize ever since I joined this thing, you know, for the last 30 years. And it's like the Windows Microsoft loading, right? The thing keeps rotating, but it never actually ends up there. Let me ask you both, and maybe Pinak, I'll start with you.
Hmm.
Do you see light at the end of the tunnel with AI coming in on this, resolving this tech debt, or are we going to have the same conversation when we're 70 years old?
I think AI will fundamentally help us transform. Like fundamentally, like deep down, my belief is that it will help. I think from at least our side of things, and specifically you mentioned Slingshot, right? Basically, and then tech debt, if I can of correlate those two, right? The three focus we have, right? I mean, other than the enterprise context graph in the heart of it, right? I think the focus we have, which helps in eradicating the tech debt completely, and which is very, very imminent, right? First one is, how can we help solve higher order of problems for the enterprise, right? I think it is very easy to start solving like a coding problem or a testing problem or something kind of stuff, right? I mean, there are like 1,000 tools available in the market which can solve that, right? But our focus is, like, how do we help in portfolio analysis, discovery, service introduction, non-functional requirement like performance engineering, operational readiness, like those dimension is like our key focus, solving those higher order of the problem. The second big focus we have as part of the platform, which will help substantially in eradicating the tech debt, is improvement in accuracy. A lot of people today I've seen go after the efficiency and productivity side of things, right? Like 30% for efficient, 40% efficient, 50% efficient, etc. That's great. But if it is not accurate, right, it cannot be efficient as such, right? Basically, in our experience, even if you improve the accuracy by 1%, your productivity jumps by 10% kind of stuff, right? So our focus is how do we improve the accuracy and get it first right time from an AI model, stop it hallucinating, etc. kind of stuff, right? Basically, and having the context to kind of do that. The second one. And the third one is what we believe is like a one-pass debt elimination, which is rather than trying to eliminate the tech debt, get to the basic and then modernize, we are like, we don't want to replicate your old mainframes into the new world, right? So rather than a batch process in a mainframe, I don't want a batch process in Java, right? What I want is an event-based Kafka streaming architecture. Right? If something is non-modular, non-reusable over here, I need a composable, modular, reusable architecture, right? So how do I kind of focus on one pass debt elimination goes from the current, which is like a genuine target architecture. Those are the three big focus points. And that's why I feel, I think AI will substantially help us in this entire dimension.
Raman, are you as optimistic?
I think I like the way Pinnock summarized it, actually, in this sense. There is no point in, like, it sort of links back to my first point as well. There is no point in just automating the legacy process and the legacy data and trying to solve that. We need to fundamentally look at that differently. And in terms of the optimism wise, I think there is new hope for sure. Where we could not make a business case, that was really, really hard. And then always a question of what's the business value. Now, with the AI coming into play, it becomes really something tangible. We can actually make a business case relatively easily. That's one thing I would look at. But reality is, in the process, will we introduce more tech debt? I bet we will introduce a lot more tech debt. In that sense, I think when we become 70, we'll have new problems to solve.
I think so.
This has been a fascinating conversation. So thank you, gentlemen. I think it's an ongoing battle that we're all fighting, whether you're a service provider, whether you're a client, even whether we are an analyst or an advisor. I think who knows what the future holds for us, but I think all three of us can agree that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
So on that note, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Excellent. Gaffer, thank you. Thanks, Q.